All right, we're back. I'm Ross Bolin, and I'm here with my co-host, Dylan Chavir.
Hey, Billy boy.
And the newest member of the unemployed, Dan Register.
Back from South Africa.
Back from
swimming with the sharks.
So glad you survived that.
Free diving.
Yeah. Well, he had chain metal mesh on, so it's okay.
Chain mail.
Yeah, I mean, in the water, in the water, it's not that heavy. You know.
Metal mesh.
Did you bring us back any shark tooth necklaces?
I brought you back shark heads.
I just took
the whole head.
Fuck, yeah. And we're at Grand X Media headquarters in Austin, Texas for another episode of Backdoor Cover, where every week we talk college football, sports betting, and the safest way to get high on flocka.
Is there a safe way to get high on flocka?
We're going
to
talk about it.
Okay.
Before we get into week five, a word from our sponsor. You want to look good while tailgating this weekend, so check out Man Outfitters at manoutfitters.com. From great-looking game day apparel to Yeti apparel and coolers, Patagonia, Travis Matthew, Mizzen and Main, Cole Haan and Costa, manoutfitters.com has you covered. Get 10% off your first order with the code CFB at checkout, as in college football, CFB. Put that in when you check out. The code expires on Halloween. Get 10% off your entire order and upgrade your wardrobe. Do it.
Do it. Look hot.
Look hot.
For the love of God, bye. let's just get into it. All right. Let's address,
Dan, you wanna...
the elephant in the room. This is not a shtick. This is not a storyline.
This is real.
This is real life.
Sadly, it is real.
It is.
It's sad and real.
Unfortunately. But I'm here because out of sheer habit. Like, I just showed up to the office.
Dan came wandering in, so we threw headphones on him and put him in the chair.
He's a creature of habit.
I am. Oh. I walked in. Tasha, I feel like she had this look of terror on her face. Like, oh no.
Like, you're
like I was going to shoot up the office.
Dan about to kill people.
An active shooter situation was about to
Dan's
go down.
Dan's about to go postal in this bitch.
I guess it's still a possibility.
But we I'm very much a man of desperation. That's why I'm here.
We don't have a metal detector.
That's true.
So, Dan, let's talk about it. You're a free agent now.
I'm a free agent. So, get at me on LinkedIn. Get at me on Venmo, too, if you want to help a brother out.
What's your Venmo account?
Just Dan Register.
Send at
Willing
Dan
to
Register
work.
Some money on Venmo.
On Venmo.
Writer for hire.
The DMs are open on Twitter. Just slide a verified Twitter account, by the way.
For sex.
Yeah, that too. I will. I was just recently in Oklahoma.
Before or after South Africa?
After South Africa.
I've
been all
direct,
over the map.
A direct flight to.
Been moving around a lot the last 24 hours.
To Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I went to the Windstar.
Yeah,
right on the border, and I actually got propositioned for sex from like a 55-year-old woman.
Jesus,
she's gross.
Yeah,
did you? I'm assuming you didn't take her up on
you
that.
You didn't partake.
I'm not.
We'll talk about it later.
We're not gonna get into that. Like I told you, I'm a man of desperation right now. So.
Good God.
she had money.
Well, Dan, we're happy you're here.
Very happy. Good to see your beautiful face in studio.
It's good to be back.
I've missed your musk.
Dan plans on going to Las Vegas, Nevada this weekend.
I do.
Is that so?
Tomorrow, I believe, I get my severance pay. And what am I going to do?
Don't, Dan. Okay, look.
Yeah.
I know that this is like your shtick and you want to like blow it all on college football.
I don't think it's a shtick.
No, this is real life. No, this is happening.
What I'm just going to say, just be smart.
Oh, I know.
Be
I think
smart.
It's, here's the thing. He can double up.
Right.
He can. He can also not double up.
But.
Or I could triple.
He could triple up.
I could make my year's salary at Vegas.
Yeah, and take the rest of the year weekend. Off.
He could also put however much it is on a 15-team parlay and he could retire, but that's probably not going to happen.
But there's a chance.
That's just silly.
Yeah. It's real silly.
But Dan,
maybe I just let it ride on black. I don't know.
So your plan is to go to Vegas, not get a room, and sleep in the sports book?
Yeah.
I made that part up.
No, I think Friday, Saturday.
I think I just talked him into it.
And then I'm going to stay Sunday, too.
Who are you going with?
Rich Page.
Oh, okay.
And then I got a buddy who got a suite at Harrah's that he's just there with his work.
You know J-Bone's going to be there, too.
Yeah, J-Bone's going to be there, too. I'm gonna hit up J-Bone.
Bones.
Okay.
Can we play his chime on right there?
Yes.
Thank you.
The Bones. Zone.
I want to apologize personally for the Bone Zone as a segment, and then
no, it was a fantastic segment.
Then,
do not apologize.
People were upset.
I'll say this: it's going to happen every week now. But it was the worst pick. I'm not even sure he knew how lines worked.
No.
And then he moved his own line. What, 14 points?
No, like 20 something. 24.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
So wait, UL Lafayette was like a 10-point dog?
And yes, and they scored 0 points and lost 24-0.
Oh, they moved to 34 points.
But he said that UL Lafayette was going to win by 24 or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he moved the line a full 34 points.
And he called it, he said ULL plus 24, which he doesn't really know what that means. He was trying to say they're going to win by 24 points.
Right. Well, he's just
so stupid. I think App State won 24-0, right?
Yes. So Louisiana Lafayette scored zero. Goose egg.
We've never had so many people outspokenly against a segment before and a
dude,
personality in
people
general.
Have been,
on Twitter, yes. They are coming at us being like, please can the bone zone. It's so bad. I can't stand J-Bone. Lose the bone zone.
There's people who are legitimately like, I can't listen to your podcast anymore if the bone zone continues to be a thing. But it has to be. It's
the
so,
number one reason I want the bone
so
zone.
It's so good. There's just the xylophone skeleton.
The number one reason I want the bone zone to stay is for the xylophone.
Yes.
Micah, hit it again right now. The bone zone. Okay, there it is. It's beautiful.
It's fucking great.
Yeah.
It's the
since we're stepping up the production quality of the podcast. Maybe when we intro me in the beginning, we have the Price is Right fail horn.
I also found a perfect rendition of Oh Danny Boy that we're going to play. It's like an Irish funeral tune.
Give us a sample. Sing it.
I'm not going to sing it.
Okay.
I'm not in a singing mood, but it's fantastic.
Danny Boy, maybe a little Ave Maria?
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like we're way more likely to get sued over Ave Maria. Like Pavarotti doesn't fuck around with that shit.
Like the Danny Boy people just don't care who uses their shit.
Well, it's just there's so many many versions of it. Like there's a
no
thousand
one's
versions
track.
That nobody cares at this point. Like it's just everybody's song. I guess we can talk about our photo and video contest real quick.
If we have to.
I mean we do have to.
Okay.
Go on Instagram, check out @TFMTailgate. DM us photos and email us videos to backdoorcoverpodcast@gmail.com. Every week we're featuring the best photos and videos that we get sent from tailgates all across the country. If your shit's good, we'll put it up and we'll tag you if you would like to be tagged. Some people don't because shit's disturbing. Maybe it's a fight or a guy puking or peeing on himself. I don't know. But winner will get shouts on the Monday episode of the podcast, and we're giving out prizes every week. We don't know what we just pick a different thing every week, and so far, honestly, none of them have been great. But it's more about pride than anything. It's about knowing you won, and the winner for the season who gets the most likes, like through the whole football season, is going to win a major award, like a box filled with 10,000 baseball cards, or a grand piano, or a leg lamp.
Considering the layoffs we had to just endure, it better not be a grand piano. Those things are like several tens of thousands.
I'm
going
to be real honest with you. Whatever the prize is, we're going to have to steal it.
Okay.
We're going to have to steal it from either somebody's home, break and enter and steal something. Like if it's a piano, we're going to need a whole crew masked up.
What does a grand piano run these days?
It depends on the kind. Like a baby grand piano or whatever those are called. Those are like 10 grand or something.
We're not doing a baby. We're doing like a legit.
Those
like,
don't come on wheels,
no,
do
but
they?
It's, dude, I don't know. That's another thing we'll have to take into consideration.
We need to rent some kind
of
crane.
This heist might require a crane.
Yeah.
Anyway, @TFMTailgate on Instagram. Check it out. Now, we're going to talk more with Dan.
Dan, where are you staying this weekend? Do you have a hotel picked out yet?
I'm supposed to be staying at the Harris with my buddy who got a suite.
It's just called Harris, not the Harris. Yeah.
Harris, yeah.
But okay. Men don't sleep.
No. I don't plan on sleeping that much.
What? Okay.
It's Las Vegas.
Have you been to Vegas?
Well, I was 13. I think it's a little bit different.
So, no, you haven't been to Vegas.
I've never been to Vegas, no.
I'm what you might call a Vegas veteran. I've been many times.
You got some tips?
I've been 13 times.
How do you know that exact
number?
Not to
brag.
No. That's like
because I counted them up in my head one day because I knew I'd been a lot. So I just counted up all the hotels that I'd stayed at, including two that I'd stayed at twice, and it was easy.
That's like trying to count how many people you've had sex with once you get past like 10 or 20. It's like, come on.
I'm still at zero, so that's easy for me to count.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll get lucky this weekend.
But Vegas, more important than sex, really.
For me, yeah.
Yeah.
So what should I do, though? What's like three things, Vegas, first time, really, that I need to do?
One thing you need to do is just, you need to just walk the strip late at night. Because
it sounds like terrible advice.
No, it's very safe. It's very safe.
How?
It's right in the middle. It's where all the casinos everything are. It's everyone does it.
So Micah points out that that's where Tupac was gunned down.
Because, and I'll tell you why. You will see the most interesting people. It is the best people watching, maybe in America, is the Strip of Las Vegas.
Just straight scumbags.
All walks of life, from prostitutes up to, like, you know, the whales that stay in, like, the, you know.
Like Asian whales.
The penthouses. It's, you have to walk the Strip late at night. I'm not talking about, like, at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
But, you know, 11 o'clock, after dinner and drinks, go walk the Strip for an hour. And then settle into a casino.
So the early evening in Vegas. Because late at night in Vegas is like 5 a.m.
Yeah. You've never been still, right?
No.
Okay, yeah.
But I know enough to not go. I know what would happen to me if I did.
Another thing you need to do is, and you've gambled before.
Yeah.
You need to find a way to commandeer an entire blackjack table, all seats with your buddies. You don't have enough friends there, I don't think.
No, make friends. We're going to roll with a crew of like 10. So,
okay, yeah. Great. Commandeer a low minimum blackjack table. Find a $10, $15 table, get your crew, and just basically hover over. If there are people who are sitting in the seats, just kind of hover and just.
Until they leave.
Kind of like we did feel on the casino cruise.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then eventually they'll get up and you just sit there for as long as you can and just bet the minimum every time and just get hammered and
drink for free.
You'll all. Yeah. It'll be a blast. I promise you that.
And yeah, try not to say anything.
That's a good plan. I remember that's what me and J-Bone did on the cruise, and we cleaned up.
Yeah.
But
I'm jealous. I would love
The reason I'm going, really, is just because I got to launch that my next career. And I think we've discussed this before. I wrote about it. I think I'm going to start that jet ski rental business.
Okay.
In St. Martin.
Caribbean.
Yeah. So I need need some startup money. I think that's
the
next
where you're going to get it.
Yeah. Either that, or I want to like start a really cool, inspirational fitness Instagram.
I think that
just
could,
to like motivate people.
Can't you do both?
I think you can.
Because, I mean, if I know anything about women, it's that they want to see ripped dudes on jet skis,
eating like perfect cookies or like slinging protein cookies.
Yes, yeah. holding organic tea. That's what women want.
And just like multivitamins.
By the way, producer Micah just informed us that depressed Texas fan Reese has arrived.
Depressed Texas fan Reese is in the building.
That's a huge get. That's probably the biggest get we've had.
Do we have to let him in, or do we let him sit out there for a little while and think about his life?
Should we slip like a... Never mind. That was going to be distasteful.
What were you going to say?
A pistol under the door. See what happens.
God.
See, we heard a gunshot on the other side. We don't have a gun in here, though, so.
No. Well, Dan might, like we said. We don't have a metal detector. Nobody patted him down. We have no idea.
That was not smart.
Real quick, though, a word from our other podcasts at the Grand X Media Network.
Hi, this is Dave from Touching Base. You know what I love? I love college football, and apparently you do, too. Oh, hey, look, there's Will DeFreeze. What's up, Will?
What's up, Dave?
What do you think about college football?
I love college football.
I like it, too.
That's Dylan. Dylan obviously likes it because he's hosting this podcast that you're listening to. But you know what else he does? He does Touching Base with us.
I do. I do Touching Base, and I love Touching Base.
I love to do the Touching Base.
I love Touching Base with my friends Will and Dave.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's a lot of fun. You should check us out. Listen to it. It's the guys from PGP plus Dylan.
Yeah.
And we talk about everything. Golf, love life, parties, rock and roll. Rap, nothing's off limits.
Yeah, it's like when you're thinking about how you like college football, and then you're like, what other hobbies do I have? And you're like, closing deals. Where can I listen to a podcast where deals are closed?
It's like sex in the form of a podcast.
Yes.
It's true. Many people are saying that.
People say it.
Mm-hmm.
It's trending on Twitter. So listen to us. It's called Touching Base. Again, let us touch your base.
You can find it on iTunes and SoundCloud, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's on both of those.
Cool. Subscribe. Listen. Party. Enjoy. Touch base.
Like you guys.
Hey guys, this is Rob Fox from Total Frat Move, and I'm here to remind you to listen to the Inside TFM podcast. We have new episodes every Thursday. If you want to hear me and the other TFM writers sitting around drinking beers and bullshitting about God knows what, anything from college news to fraternity news to just what's going on in the world, then definitely search TFM on iTunes and give us a listen and subscribe to the Inside TFM podcast. Now back to your show.
What's up, gambling degenerates?
Hey, you guys like sports, right? Awesome. Well, guess what? We've got a podcast about business, and you know what? Business is a sport. Everybody knows that. My name's Dave. That was Joe. We got Madison here. What's up, guys?
What's up, guys? Go for the win.
Yeah. Take it to the paint, to the hole, in the end zone. That's what I meant. Fuck.
you're going to lose a lot of money this season, and you need to do extra business to make up for that.
Yeah, and the only way you can learn how to do business is by listening to our podcast, subscribing on iTunes. It's Stu's Doing Business. Joe, thanks for that soft toss earlier.
Business.
Indeed.
All right, now we're here with Tim Livingston, as always, from theleadsports.com. Hit theleadsports.com and subscribe to their daily newsletter. It's incredible, great way to start your morning with some sports news. Timmy, how you doing?
Doing well, Ross. Thanks for having me, brother.
Hey, Tim. Dylan here, man.
Hey, D. Hey, Big D.
That's what they call
Big
me.
Big D, you. I don't...
How's the weather, Tim?
How's the weather out here? It's actually, it's cooled down a little, so now it's literally 72 and sunny, like every day this week.
Wow, that's shocking.
Poor Tim.
Like every day that year?
Man.
Tough life.
California sucks.
The worst. But we have terrible traffic. Everybody here is pretentious. And what else? But the weather's great every day. So I can't. Often I just sweat my balls off.
High taxes. That's the other thing. Really high taxes.
Yeah very, very.
All right, well, let's talk about football.
Hey, let's do that. So one thing I wanted to talk with you guys about, did you guys hear about Art Briles getting hired as like an offensive consultant with the Cleveland Browns?
I actually did not.
I did. I saw that. I saw him trotting around there in his Browns gear. It looked weird.
I mean, God, it's just so – football is so funny that this guy oversaw a program that essentially was like – I mean, it encouraged sexual assault.
A rape factory?
And now he's it's unbelievable. That guy is the biggest fucking scumbag. I feel like if any of us were in his position and legitimately didn't, you can just tell the way people react to this shit. If we're in a position where you legitimately, all this was happening in your program and you didn't know, I feel like the reaction of a non-scumbag would be, I am so sorry to everybody that was affected by this. This is awful. I take responsibility.
Some kind of apology.
Basically like, fuck these girls. These girls are all liars and sluts. And I hate them all, and they all deserve what happened to them. Anyways,
well, to me, it's
now...
not surprising that he got on with an NFL team because they're all about
with
business,
the Browns,
all about business and results. Okay. Now, it's when he actually goes to a university, which I believe he will eventually. If he
will,
yeah, that's when it's going to be like, what are y'all thinking? How could you hire this guy who basically, you know, let rape happen right under
but
his nose?
But dude, it's incredible. It's the Browns.
Yes. That's right. I think that's the biggest like takeaway from this whole story.
Honestly,
is that the Browns have just been throwing shit against the wall since they came back in what like 1999?
Yeah,
since they moved back to Cleveland, and this is just classic Browns. Like they just hired a baseball guy to run their whole team. He's like the GM, right? The guy from the Mets.
Yeah, Dave Podesta. Yes. Yeah,
yeah. So like right now, the Browns don't even know what the hell they're doing to begin with. So they're just like, hey, maybe we'll see what Art Briles is up to.
Maybe Art Briles can do stuff.
Dude, their best receiver is a quarterback. They got Charlie Whitehurst under center, every
clipboard Jesus
on their roster is hurt. So. But yeah, they have no idea what they're doing.
Did you see he threw his 11th touchdown? He finally has more touchdowns than years played in the NFL. He's been in the NFL for 10 years and now has 11 touchdowns.
That is so fucking sad.
For Charlie.
So sad. But he's gotten paid. Backup quarterback's the best job in the world.
It is.
Legitimately, all you have to be is a white guy who's just very well behaved in the locker room. You don't have to be good at football. You gotta like be able to hold that clipboard, like be a locker room guy. Good team chemistry.
Get along with everybody.
Yeah.
Just pray your number one doesn't get hurt, so you don't have to go in and actually prove yourself.
Exactly. Even if you do, nobody expects anything from you.
It's only a bonus if you do something.
Right. It's all pluses.
Yeah.
And if you have one or two good games, you just like you have five more years in the NFL because of that one or two
games.
Flynn. Yeah.
Are the Browns the worst organization in sports? I think they are.
No. Who's worse?
I can't think of a worse organization in professional.
Sacramento
the Marlins
Kings?
Even though the Marlins have won championships, I guess that. But Jeffrey Lurie and Dan Snyder, I mean, there's some terrible owners.
Yeah.
Jimmy Haslam's like a criminal, a redneck criminal, but God bless him. I don't think he's like a bad, like a truly evil human being.
Jim Irsay's pretty funny.
Yeah. Browns are pretty bad. They're up there.
All right. Well,
yeah, I can't think of one off the top of
Cleveland.
The head. But we can go to, I see your next point, Tim. You want to talk about Ohio State. We're going to stay in the state of Ohio and just go to Columbus.
God. Yeah, let's talk about Ohio State. What do you guys think about that game? I feel like Ohio State and Alabama this year, I feel like the top teams, Ohio State, Alabama, Michigan, it's one of those things where every year the top teams lose a game that they should win. But I feel like this year they're a cut above. They're just that much better. I can't envision Alabama losing to Tennessee nor Ohio State losing to Wisconsin.
Could Ohio State beat the Browns? That's a classic. That's a classic question.
This argument comes up all the time, and there's no way in hell that would ever happen.
No.
All right, Tim. Could Ohio State football beat the 76ers?
Maybe. Now that's a more realistic, but still no. Dude, that's what, like, if we actually got to see that, the Browns would destroy Ohio State.
By 60.
Yeah. Like, it's just too big of a step.
Foot off the gas in the fourth.
It's insane. Like, right. It's way too big of a gap.
Like, Pryor was a stud at Ohio State, and he's like...
The biggest difference is on the line. Yeah. Like, each line would just get absolutely decimated.
Right. It would be
I think that's just... And Dan, you're an Eagles guy. Lane Johnson, like, just lines in general, I think, for whatever reason, this year, it's becoming just so much... more evident how much more important an offensive line is than anything else.
Do you have any word on the suspension process with Lane Johnson? Do you know? He's still kind of like...
Basically, these guys, what I can tell you for sure about every NFL player is they all take performance-enhancing drugs. No shit. I don't know what Lane took. I don't think there's any transparency around that. I mean, these guys are all on HGH. They're all on roids. They're all on whatever... The NFL drug testing process has never caught one player in the history of the entire program for human growth hormone. Have you ever stood next to an NFL player? These guys, like, their chests are, I mean, from nipple to back are like 50 inches. Every single one of these guys.
That's pretty,
like, they're all on
pretty comfortable.
Their organs are all popping out of their torso.
That's pretty much Dan's
anyways,
body type.
I don't have any clarity, but it's just... It's the same old shit.
Ohio State's going to cover 10 against Wisconsin.
I would bet. That's what I'm saying. I would bet on Ohio State and Bama this game. I think they're both good bets to cover. I don't know. I'm a little bitch when it comes to these, and I'm always scared. So I usually just like parlay those two to win straight up and put like a lot of money on that
money line parlay.
Is Tennessee deflated after last week? You think?
Dude, Tennessee's going to implode.
After last week now? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the game's in Knoxville, so I don't know. You don't think there's any chance they rally and maybe knock off Bama?
No, I think there is.
There's a chance, but there's also Alabama just comes in and steamrolls them because they smell blood.
Yeah.
I think
which seems way more likely.
Year, man.
Yeah. Well, fuck. What else you want to talk about,
Tim? I don't know. That's really the only interesting games for me. Who's UCF playing, Dan?
We're playing Temple. It's homecoming.
Oh hell yeah!
Yeah.
Why is he there? I got to root for Temple though. You know why?
Was that? I mean,
why?
Why? Yeah.
Because I'm Jewish.
Oh, is Temple a big?
It's not even a Jewish school.
A big Jewish
school.
I know.
Temple.
So really,
I get the bit.
Oh, I get it.
He's making a joke.
I get it.
Timmy, I got it.
Timmy's got jokes, man.
I'm smart. These guys aren't.
That was really bad.
What's that?
Oh, man.
Jewish producer Micah says we should wish Tim a happy new year. So happy Jewish new year to you, Tim.
Yeah, I fasted yesterday, totally. the whole point about being Jewish is to make jokes like that, though.
Why is that in October?
What is the Jewish new year?
Okay, Dr. Watley.
I have no idea. I really am just my mother's Jewish, my father's Presbyterian, and I just I'm Jewish for the jokes, and I really don't acknowledge much else.
That's good.
So I would give you a whole Yom Kippur, top five reasons that it's celebrated and what repentance really means to me. But truth be told, I was busy trying to build the lead sports into the next sports media juggernaut yesterday, and didn't really take too much time to adhere to my faith.
So you don't have some kind of Jewish New Year prayer to spread luck to us and all of our bets for the weekend?
It's a huge weekend for me, Timmy.
Dan needs this prayer.
I don't know if you're like aware of this, but I'm taking my severance pay and I'm going to Vegas and I'm just letting it ride on college football.
By the end of this podcast, everyone is going to be aware of
this. He's going to sleep in the sports book. He's not even getting a room.
No.
At the Wynn.
Dude, I love it. I will say a prayer to the Jewish money gods.
Thank you.
For you.
Dan,
I appreciate
you.
That's
big of you.
That is huge. All right, Timmy. Well, thanks a lot, man, as always, for stopping by. Check out theleadsports.com and subscribe to their newsletter. Like we said, it's great shit. Tim's hard at work in L.A., making stuff happen.
Thanks, Rafi. Good Timmy. Luck, Danny. Talk to you boys soon.
Tim, we love you. Bye.
Peace.
Love you.
All right, let's talk about Thursday and Friday games. There are no Thursday games, so that's exciting to
talk
about.
There's an NFL game, but we don't talk about that.
Well, I will say this. On my mybookie.ag account, I took Denver -3.
I took Denver as well. I only put $30. I'm on high.
Who are they even playing?
They're playing San Diego.
Yeah.
The fucking Wolf is on San Diego, and he is god-awful at the NFL.
Fade all of the fucking Wolf's NFL picks.
I'll be real honest with you. I saw his tweet that he was taking San Diego and immediately logged in and took Denver.
He's down 9.5 units.
Whatever that is.
And his units are probably $100, I would guess.
I would guess, yes. Yeah. So roughly...
roughly
$900,
yeah.
Somewhere around there. Friday games are it just all it says here is the Friday games are trash. So I guess we don't really need to talk about.
No, I revel in trash games. So I'm gonna be,
Dan's a big trash.
Well,
let's
guy.
Talk about Friday. Dan's gonna be all in on these trash games.
What's your favorite trash game? Probably I don't know. Is there a Sunbelt game?
Let me see. Oh, so the Thursday game was canceled for weather, I'm assuming.
Is that Hurricane Matthew related still?
I don't know.
We got Duke-Louisville. Duke-Louisville.
There's no way that hurricane is just rotating out there in the
fucking
ocean.
It could have flooded somewhere, though.
Oh, yeah,
you know
sure.
What I'm saying?
I don't hate Duke plus 34.5.
For tomorrow?
That's a lot of points.
That's a big spread.
Well, it's 30.
It's against our boy Lamar Jackson.
It's all
Jackson.
The way up to 35 on what I'm looking at.
All
which
the way
is the
up from 34.5 to 35?
So I'm not...
So it just moved within the last
35.
Minutes.
Wow. Yeah. Huge opportunity bet there.
Maybe San Diego State -17 against Fresno State.
Why?
These games
no
are
reason.
Trash.
Just no reason.
All right, let's just make a pick on each
it's
of these
very
Friday
accurate
games.
Note yeah. In our line.
So we're just like off the cusp.
We're going with San Diego State -17 because Dan's feeling it. What about Mississippi State BYU?
BYU -7.
We're okay. All in on BYU.
I'm going to say it right now. That's my lock of the week.
Mississippi State.
BYU -7?
BYU -7.
You're just going with your nuts on this one.
This
aren't
is you? That's it right there.
I'm sorry, Stingray Steve, but your team's trash.
Trash. Memphis Tulane. I have.
These games are trash.
What?
These games are yeah.
These are trash.
Give me Memphis -11.5.
All right.
Yeah. There you go.
And
there's
you
your
say,
Friday
pick. Who'd you say in Duke Louisville?
Duke.
All right.
Plus 35 or whatever the hell it is.
Fuck yeah.
If you plan on betting on these games, you should know that we put absolutely no thought into these picks.
But they're probably going to go 4-0.
Yeah, that's when we do our best work, honestly. Like, week one, we destroyed it, and that was with zero fucking thought.
How's the fucking Wolf doing in college games?
Pretty good. Pretty well.
Pretty well.
Better than he is in the NFL, which isn't saying a lot.
So go with his college picks and fade his NFL picks.
Yes. That's the way to play it.
That's the recipe.
Speaking of betting, let's talk about the crazy money you can make this week betting mybookie.ag. That's a website. You go to it. It's mybookie.ag.
That's a hell of a transition.
It is. It was a masterful transition. Lots of good games this weekend, although all the games on Friday are trash. You should bet them anyway, too. Get some money down and score big. Win today. You're wasting your time betting anywhere else. Go to mybookie.ag. They have live betting so that you can place a bet after kickoff if you're slow or sleeping.
Or if you're like Bill and you like to place like 7 bets on a single game
or,
throughout
yeah.
the game.
So what I do is if I put $100 on, let's say, like tonight's a good example, Denver -3. If they get down, like, let's say, you know, 14-0.
You're going second
I'm
half.
Going in. I'm in live betting.
Live bullets.
I'm all over the fucking place.
He's shooting live bullets.
But that's the way I like to play. Unlike other websites you might find, mybookie.ag offers fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. Join now with our promo code BACKDOOR, one word, BACKDOOR, and get 100% deposit bonus. So if you put in $100... they're going to match that and give you another $100. If you put in $1,000, they're going to match that and you'll have $2,000. Backdoor is the promo code we use when you sign up. Visit mybookie.ag today or call 844-900-BETS as in bets. 844-900-BETS. You play, you win, you get paid. Expert or rookie, you got to check out mybookie. And that rhymes. Sign up today.
It's a nice little jingle.
Yeah. Now we got something special.
Very special.
Something real special.
You've heard his voice on the podcast before.
Reese from Texas. super depressed Longhorn fan.
I'm looking in at the him building right now.
Is actually sitting in the room with
us. Sitting next to me
with a pink microphone.
Reese, say something, man.
Speak to the people, Reese.
It's true. I'm here. I'm doing all right. I'm doing better than the weekend, but I might be doing bad this coming up weekend.
he's already preparing to be depressed this weekend.
You have to. You can't build up hope with Texas. That's what you're not a Texas fan.
13.5 point favorite.
You're a Buff fan now, I thought.
Well, then they lost, and so I had to go back.
Miami lost too,
and I bought a season ticket. So
really,
he's an Ultra fan.
Any team you touch just turns to shit, huh?
That's what it like. I started at school in 2012. We went 9-4. Then the next season
that was the best year.
8-5. Then went 6-7, then 5-7.
So progressively worse.
It's gone downhill.
And now Texas is 2-3.
It's like Office Space. Every day you see me is the worst day of my life, except every season is the worst season of my life.
You know what's funny is that Texas, obviously they beat Notre Dame first game, and everyone thought Notre Dame was good. Now Notre Dame is, what, 2-4?
They're one of the worst teams. Most disappointing teams of the season.
Another cool thing about Reese is we convinced him to skip class in order to be here.
Oh, yeah, he's supposed to be in class.
What
right
class
now
are you supposed to be in right now?
It's actually an intro to the New Testament. I get to read about, like, you know, Mark and Luke and the stuff they wrote down.
God will forgive you for skipping class.
Oh, that makes it That's so beautiful. Much better.
I got someone to sign me in, though, so I'm okay.
Oh, good.
Nice. Yeah. Reese is also wearing a spectacular burnt orange Longhorn Hawaiian, which is just... Classic Reese.
Reese is crushing. He's got nice flow, too, by the way.
Great hair.
I've been growing it out. I'm trying to be Tim Riggins for Halloween.
Nice head of hair on Reese. You're going to kill that. What else do you have to complete the outfit? Have you bought it?
Just a Lone Star, some boots and jeans, and I think you can buy like a jersey online. And that's all you need. It's a pretty easy outfit, you know?
Yeah, you're Texas right, forever.
Man. Yeah, Texas, exactly.
Oh, that's great.
Fuck. Wait, who is UT playing this weekend?
Iowa State.
So you're not feeling confident?
In Austin.
I am. I'm feeling confident, but nothing will surprise me anymore. It's like, when I get my hopes up, like, arguably, like, the saddest call I made might have been the first one. That's because, like, I already knew I was going to be disappointed.
After the win. After they beat Notre Dame was his saddest call.
I think it might have been.
it's true, because I'm already expecting to get disappointed. You know, I'm used to it by now.
Isn't that just life, though? It's just a series of disappointments, you know?
You just build yourself up. We're like the opposite of a motivational podcast. Like, if you came here to, like, you know, try to get a pick-me-up, you're in the wrong fucking spot.
Yeah, this won't be great for
Reese
my
is not going to like my lock of the week, but he's going to agree with it, I promise you.
I don't know. I think Iowa State's a trash team when they're not in Ames. If you guys played them in Ames, they beat you last year, right?
They beat us last year.
Yeah. They're a completely different animal in Iowa State or at Iowa State. But when they're on the road, they're just a terrible, terrible team.
They played pretty good against Baylor. I think they lost by like 3.
Yeah.
I think we're going to win. I don't think we're going to cover, honestly.
He's going to agree with my lock of the week.
So it's 13.5. Texas minus 13.5 right now. We'll talk about it later.
That's
a huge spread
with that defense.
That's a lot of fucking points for
that defense.
At this point, anything over 10 in Texas's favor, I'm probably taking.
Yeah,
because their defense couldn't stop
anything.
An analogy of something that's easily stoppable.
A Pee Wee football team.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah, I'm a wordsmith.
Yeah, you're a New York Times bestseller.
Yeah. Real quick, for the first 6 days of the week that you aren't tailgating, our other sponsor, Rowdy Gentleman at rowdygentleman.com, has some of the most aggressive patriotic and party gear on the planet. If you're an American and you're not afraid to show it, rowdygentleman.com is the place for you. Use the code FOOTBALL for 10% off your first order. We got super creative with that code.
FOOTBALL.
Type in FOOTBALL. 10% off your first order at rowdygentleman.com. That code expires on Halloween, October 31st. So get your ass to rowdygentleman.com now and step up your t-shirt game. All right, we've got a pick'em pool that we set up on foxsports.com where... The winner every week gets a $50 gift card to Man Outfitters, our other sponsor. And that pick'em pool is accessible on our Twitter account, twitter.com/backdoorcover. It's pinned to the top. Even if you haven't been playing all year, you can get in there now, make your picks for this weekend, and go up against us. Or you can just hit foxsports.com and search TFM, and the backdoor cover pick'em pool will pop up. Shouts to last week's winner, Colin H. And Put My Ditka In You is the name of his team.
Get it?
As in Mike Ditka.
Yeah, but like dick also.
But dick.
Yeah, like penis.
Like coitus.
It's a sexual euphemism there.
Right. For fucking.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about some more games. It's time for one of my favorite segments of the show. The Free Money Five.
Not the Five Pick Power Play.
Formerly known as the Five Pick Power Play.
And sometimes we don't even pick five teams or five
and
games.
Sometimes there's more, sometimes the number isn't even five.
Honestly, I like it better when there isn't.
I much prefer it to be inaccurate.
Yeah, I like it to be the Fast Money Five with like eight games.
All the lines from this segment are from mybookie.ag and are current as of the time of this recording, which is 1:23 p.m. Central Time on Thursday, October 13th. And obviously, suicidal Texas fan Reese is here as our celebrity guest picker. So let's run through these games. First one, Alabama at Tennessee. Bama is favored by 12.5. Dylan, who are you going with?
I'm taking Bama. I can't in good conscience just bet against Bama.
I really do think Tennessee is going to get wrecked.
Yeah.
Like, I probably wouldn't bet against Alabama no matter who they were playing at this point, regardless of spread. But
Tennessee has looked unimpressive. Alabama has looked the opposite of unimpressive.
I just see this as a huge letdown week for Tennessee, following up last week's huge letdown.
Dan?
Just a huge emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get that. But I'm going to go with Tennessee. I'm going to ride the points. It's in Knoxville. I don't know. I don't, maybe if they're anything what they were supposed to be in the preseason, like people were saying they should be a top four team in the
right.
country and make the playoff, they're going to be in this game. So,
but I don't think they are that team.
They probably aren't.
Anyway.
I'm going to let it ride.
Reese, what you got, man?
What are you thinking?
I think Tennessee's trash. They should be like 4-2 or 3-3.
Do you hate Tennessee because they're also called UT?
I actually do. I hate when I say I go to UT or some people ask like Tennessee. It's like, I don't know.
I actually hate that, and I don't even care about UT. Like, I don't care about the Longhorns.
I hate their name too.
It's very irritating.
It is.
The Volunteers.
It's a bad name.
You know, this is really sad. I'm from Texas. I grew up here, was born here, spent my whole life here. I had no fucking idea that the Alamo was fought with mostly people from Tennessee and that's why they're called the Volunteers, because they volunteered.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
That blows my mind. I have no idea.
They like to claim.
I didn't know that.
They like to claim superiority over the other UT, which is UT Austin, Texas, whatever, because of that. They're like, oh, without us,
there's no Texas.
Texas would be
Mexico.
Oh,
hey, thanks for volunteering and like, losing the battle.
Wait, yeah, we lost the battle.
Yeah.
You fucking lost the battle for us.
Yeah, but
way
they held
go.
It down.
God. They did hold it down.
It was like 300-esque.
Yes.
Modern, like,
it was
not
it,
modern
yes.
day, but like
yes.
Western.
It was 300 except Mexicans slaughtering Tennessee folk.
And then it got ugly, apparently. I wasn't there, but
Jim
apparently
Boone
was
there.
Yeah.
Davy Crockett was there.
They had like 10 guys, right?
Like 12 guys.
Took a good old Texas guy, Stephen F. Austin, to only win, though.
Alamo is a very small structure, by the way.
I have been to the Alamo.
It's not big.
But a fun,
it's not
a fun exhibit to visit and check out.
Are you saying you wouldn't die for that piece of that property?
No, I would.
Yeah.
Like, if there's an Alamo in Tennessee, I wouldn't go. Like, I wouldn't go help out Tennessee, I'll be honest.
Well said, Reese.
You're saying if the shoe's on the other foot and Tennessee has an Alamo-esque situation, you're not volunteering to go up and
like, breaking
help
news, no Mexico invades Tennessee. Like, you're just staying put.
No, I'm staying.
Okay.
I'm with you, man. I'm not going up there.
I mean, you might owe them one, but whatever.
So, Reese is on Bama. Dan, the lone contrarian on Tennessee. Shocker. Next game, Ole Miss at Arkansas. Ole Miss is favored by 7.5. Dylan, speak to it.
That half a point scares me.
Right.
If it was 7, I'll take Ole Miss.
I'm on Arkansas, plus 7.5.
Okay. And yeah, me too.
Dan also on Arkansas. Reese, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going Swag Kelly. You know, they're coming off a bye week, if I'm not mistaken.
And he's coming off fighting high schoolers.
He is. That was a good video. I respect that. He has heart.
Dude, you got to go down there on the field. It's your fucking brother.
Do you?
Blood is thicker than water.
Do you?
You do.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to throw down with a 16-year-old.
If your nickname is Swag Kelly and you have threatened to shoot up, what did he threaten to shoot up? A nightclub with an AK-47?
Yeah.
Then you got to go down on the field, maintain your street cred, and fight 16-year-olds.
Is that what he was in that JUCO for?
Yes. He made some bold choices.
I also don't think he got a along at what point, Dabo Sweeney and Clemson.
Are you too old to get involved in a scrum like that? Like, what's the age difference? It's too
with
much.
With 16-year-olds?
Yeah.
17.
No, but I feel like that's the only...
Like, what if Swag Kelly has a son who, like, plays, you know, pee-wee football,
and
they start throwing tiny fists? Is he going to run out there and start, like, pushing little kids down?
Just punting kids?
Yeah.
Just crumpling
I feel like
them?
A high school football game is the only acceptable place as, like, a dude in his 20s to throw down with maybe a 15 or 16-year-old.
I totally agree. It's the only... it's the only situation that's trashy enough, no matter what, that you can do that.
Like, there must be at least one parent fighting a footballer in West Texas every Friday night.
Oh, for sure.
100%. Swag Kelly is running onto the one guy that you can see in that situation.
Plus, you're fighting a 15-year-old kid in pads. It's like you're fighting a 19-year-old.
It's not like you're not going to kill him. He's got a fucking helmet on. Yeah.
But that's just
so you're really just hurting yourself, too. You punch him in the face. You're really just like hitting his face mask.
This is the same Swag Kelly who slid into former backdoor cover guest Mia Khalifa's DMs, got aired out, and then deleted his Twitter account.
Super lame DMs, too. That goes by Swag Kelly.
Guy that goes by Swag Kelly.
You would think he would come in
fight 16-year-olds, threatens to shoot up a fucking nightclub with an AK, and then he's respectful in a former porn star's DMs. That doesn't add up.
No.
White guys with buzz heads, it's hard to trust them.
I've never understood it. You know what I'm saying?
Especially you're in prison. You can grow flow. Like, there's no reason to have a shaved head.
Unless you're in prison, you join, you know, Aryan Brotherhood or something, you shouldn't have.
Then you have to.
Like, you're just putting out the vibe that, like, look, I'm shady as fuck.
Yeah, like, I might sell bad weed.
Is that accurate? Like, Slim Shady.
Right. Next game is Ohio State at Wisconsin. Ohio State's favored by 10. It's the first time Wisconsin has been a home dog since 2010. That's 6 years.
That's impressive.
Man. And the Badgers won that game against Ohio State 31-18. So,
which is not at all relevant because that was 6 years ago.
But it's a fun tidbit of information.
Okay.
None of the people that were on that team are currently on that team.
I got the Buckeyes. There it is.
Okay. I'm going with the Buckeyes as well. I'm not picking against Ohio State.
Wisconsin's got a hell of a defense, but they just can't score points. It really comes down to, you think Ohio, like, maybe Wisconsin scores 3 points. So do you think Ohio State can score more than 13? I do.
Yes.
So let's go Ohio State.
I think they scored 21 plus.
Reese?
I'm going with the Buckeyes too. One, because I hate Jared after his bone zone on Monday or Tuesday.
Bone zone.
Yeah, J-Bone.
Get it, Micah.
The bone zone.
Some of the worst pick ever.
But how do you feel about the xylophone?
I did like the visual of the, you know, the little skeleton.
You can't not
the rib
like
cage.
That.
Yes, yeah, that was nice. But it was, and I think that's an accurate statement, Reese. The worst pick ever made in the history of sports.
I don't know. You just came off a week where you picked Rutgers, who lost by 78 cover 28 points.
I'm sorry. Again, I would like to apologize for anyone who followed my luck of the week. Rutgers plus 28 when they then lost 78 to nothing. But still, bone zone. Okay. Second worst pick ever after mine. Next game, West Virginia at Texas Tech. Tech is a 1-point favorite. The over-under is 83, so apparently it's going to be a shootout.
Producer Michael put that in all caps and bookended with the
exclamation
point. So,
which is means excitement.
Yeah, he wants us to know about that
one. Wants me to exclaim it.
Yeah.
Dylan, who are you taking in this game?
Wreck 'em. I got Tech.
I'm going to take West Virginia just because you took Tech.
It's great. Just switch things up.
Yeah.
So when a game is... It's just a flat number. There's no 0.5. Can you just bet on 83? Can I just bet there's going to be 80, it's going to be 83 total points scored?
I don't think you can.
It's like going green in a roulette.
Yeah. I feel like that's not an option.
Maybe it is in some sports books, but none of my bookies have ever offered.
What would the odds be?
You can bet
50-1?
It's got to be better than that, right?
I don't know. That's a good question. I do like that idea, though. The concept that you can bet that the over-under is going to hit.
Yeah.
On the mark.
But if you can make that bet, go to mybookie.ag and place it.
And make it place it, yeah.
I think I'm going to go Tech here. They're 1-point dogs or favorites. Okay, yeah. It doesn't matter. It's a pick 'em.
Yeah. Reese, who do you like?
I'm going with West Virginia for no real reason besides I hate Texas Tech.
That's
and,
fair.
And Lubbock sucks.
I like Reese. He bets with his heart, you know.
Lubbock is a shithole.
The teams he doesn't like, he bets against them. You got to respect it.
There's a similar Lubbock and College Station are in similar veins for me, where very fun schools. I will not. I understand the people that go there love their schools and have a fucking blast and don't give a shit what anybody else thinks. But the cities themselves are just awful.
Basically, the only reason to set foot inside those cities is because of the universities that.
Right. And the girls that may or may not be there
correct.
With their legs.
With the Raider Rash.
Without them, there's, the Raider Rash. There's no reason to go to College Station or to Lubbock, Texas.
Isn't Lubbock a slaughterhouse?
No offense. Like a giant, you know, just I love people from there.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm not saying no offense meant at all. But you live in a shithole.
But offense.
Yeah.
But if you're out of college living in Lubbock or College Station, then
you fucked up.
You need to reevaluate your life.
You need to change your life.
And that's coming from me.
Actually,
that's coming from Reese.
Our in-house counsel, David Ruff, is a former Lubbock resident.
That's true. Well, not in school. He actually worked there.
Yeah, like he was fucking there. Like
he resided.
I don't know what he was actually doing, but I like to imagine he was defending drunken Texas State or Texas Tech students who had gotten DWIs. But I'm not sure. That's not that might not be.
Let's just say that's what happened.
Isn't half of it like dry too? Like
yeah, half the county or whatever.
The whole county was dry for a while, and they had this thing called the Strip outside of town. You had to drive to get your beer.
Why the fuck would anybody go to school there? I do not understand it.
Yeah.
Everything about this just sounds terrible.
They have a pretty cool low hoop basketball tournament in the Greek
That's
life.
That's not really
about
a draw.
It.
So does
the
Baylor.
University, though.
I think everywhere it does.
And
UT has it. The Fijis have it.
I'm pretty sure that's just every school in the country now.
Just, and fuck Baker Mayfield. He went there.
There we go.
Yeah, fuck Baker Mayfield. He did go there.
Next game, North Carolina at Miami. Miami is favored by 7.
I still don't understand how they're good.
I don't have
Mark Rick.
Aren't they ranked
first
like,
year? Yeah.
What are they at now?
They like 15 week? Or 16?
No, they lost on a block extra point to Florida State.
I think they were like 9 right. last week, and they're like 16 all this right. week.
Here's a comeback game for them. I'm picking Miami to cover. Miami minus 7.
Okay.
North Carolina.
They're at 16 in the poll now.
North Carolina looked like shit last week against Virginia Tech. They got their doors blown off.
I'm going to go North Carolina on this one. North Carolina plus 7. I don't think they're going to win, but I just feel good about them staying close.
Yeah, 7's a lot of points, I think, in this game. But give me Miami. Yeah,
Dan's on Miami.
Just because of Ultra, man.
Fucking loves Ultra.
Reese, you like Ultra, too.
I do, but I put my faith in them last week. And, like, not even just my faith, you know, my heart, too. I put my heart into it.
He was a Miami fan for a week.
Yeah. Also, because that 30-for-30, you know, how can you not like that? How can you not like the U?
It's an all-time 30-for-30.
So what's your fucking pick?
I think I'm going UNC, like quarterback Mitch something.
Yeah,
he's a good quarterback.
Like he got something going for him.
His name's Mitch. Everyone knows that.
And their
like
kicker has real good flow. After he hit that's
really
Florida
important.
State kick,
it's Mitch. Really Mitch Trubisky. Trubisky.
Mitch. It's just not an athletic name.
Oh, also shouts to backdoor cover fan T.J. Yates, former Tar Heel great.
You keep shouting him.
Yeah, that's a weird shout.
We're going to do it every show.
I don't think he really listens to us, does he?
Shouts he DM'd me today and was like, hey, after a long drive, I listened to a bunch of y'all's old podcasts, which is weird because the games have already happened, and we probably just sound that much stupider. Having no insight?
Yeah, it really doesn't hold up.
Are we just going to shout out former UNC guys?
Is he still in the NFL?
Shouts to Julius Peppers.
Yeah, I think he's got to be somewhere. Like
I don't know why.
Like T.J. Yates fits the mold of just backup quarterback.
Yeah.
That we discussed
earlier.
He's
unemployed with you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yates, head to Vegas.
He's just don't fuck up quarterback. Like
man,
before he goes out on the field, like you pat him on the ass and say, just don't fuck up.
Important to note, T.J. Yates won the first ever Houston Texans playoff game as a franchise. First ever quarterback to lead us to a playoff.
So he'll always have a special place in your heart.
So he'll always be my boy.
Good for T.J.
Open invite to T.J. Yates to Vegas.
Good for T.J., man.
This weekend, if you hit me up.
That's so sad that it took T.J. Yates for that to happen.
Reese just got super depressed about the Texans.
Like, I was thinking about that, like, that 2-14 season.
Dude, we don't have to talk about that. That's like going. I'm not even just saying this for like timing purposes. That was the darkest sporting season of my life thus far.
Is that the year before they got Mario?
No. Mario was gone. This is the year after we went like 12-4, and everyone was like, "Ooh, the Texans are legit Super Bowl threat." And then we went 2-14.
I guess it was 2005. Because it was considered like the Reggie Bush sweepstakes. Whoever would finish last.
Yeah, that
NFL
was 2005.
Okay,
yeah.
I remember.
But no, this was when the 2-14 year was when Matt Schaub broke the NFL record for pick sixes
consecutive
games.
It was like 7 or something.
It was unbelievable. Like I've never seen anything like it.
Someone
in my
was
life.
In his pocket.
I lost a lot. I lost a lot of money that year. If I don't have a team to watch on Sunday, I'll start betting on anything. just to make my Sundays interesting.
We support that.
I do. Yeah, that's pretty much what that's we're all about here. What about Dylan? Who do you have for your lock of the week? I think you alluded to it earlier.
I did. My lock of the week is Iowa State plus 13.5 at Texas. That's just a lot of points considering Texas defense is just that bad. It's a lot of points.
It takes real guts to go against your team.
And that's my team, so you know I'm real about it.
But do you think – is Texas going to win?
Texas is going to win.
But they're not going to cover 13.
Texas will win by 9.
I really like that as a lock.
Thank you.
Mine is BYU minus 7 because I'm just feeling the Mormon vibe right now.
You're a big Mormon guy.
Big fan.
Yeah, big fan of the Mormon faith.
Dan, who's your lock this week?
You know, I haven't actually really looked at many games or any games at all, but I'm going to ride our Buffs because they're undefeated against the spread.
Love that move.
I believe I'm looking at it now. They're minus 13.5 against...
Just 13 now.
Oh, minus 13 against Arizona State.
Great.
Colorado minus 13 is Dan's lock, and that one is pretty much guaranteed to hit because Colorado does not fail to cover.
All they do is cover.
All they do is cover.
And also lose, though.
That's true.
Reese, do you have a lock of the week?
Reese sprinkles in some negativity.
I'm going with Houston, H-Town. I think they're favored by 21 against Tulsa.
Yes.
And
big bounce back game after Navy.
Real.
You're putting your Navy feet back in U of H.
Yeah, and because I hate Oklahoma, even any team from there. Tulsa
I respect
sucks.
That a lot.
Doesn't matter what college it is.
Doesn't matter what college.
If it's in the state of Oklahoma, you hate it.
Reese is a true Texan.
Oklahoma State beat
City
us.
Community
Oklahoma
College.
Oklahoma beat
fuck
us.
Fuck you too.
Reese is all in on the state of Texas.
Yes.
Yeah, it's true.
I love it.
Which is
until they start losing.
That's how you have to win. That's how you have to live your life, though, if you're here.
Yeah.
Fucking Wolf's lock of the week is... I'm sorry. Fucking Wolf has two locks of the week. Rutgers plus 6. Why in the name of God anyone would
bet... I don't even know who they're playing, but that's terrible.
I immediately fade that. I can't believe he's going with Rutgers after what just happened to me going with Rutgers. And then Texas Tech plus 1 is his other lock. You can follow...
There's a note here from him.
For those who don't know...
I thought Tech was minus 1.
For those who don't know...
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't. Pick them. Whatever. Texas Tech is who he's going with. If you're new to the podcast, Fucking Wolf is our degenerate friend who has a serious, serious gambling problem.
Like a very serious one.
Like a legitimate... he needs to be in Gamblers Anonymous.
Like we're worried.
And he has a Twitter account that's at Fucking Wolf without the G, just Fucking...
Fucking Wolf 1,
sorry, I guess the other one was taken, on Twitter that you can follow where he tweets out picks to pretty much every type of sporting event you could imagine. And this is the God's honest truth. He puts real thought and time into researching every single game that he plays.
And that's why he loses.
And he loses in the NFL.
He's
but
really
he's
bad at
pretty
NFL.
Solid at college football. That being said, I have no idea why he's going with Rutgers plus 6.
Big bounce back game.
Jesus, that just sounds so awful.
He did have Stanford last week, minus 7.
Yes.
That was a great pick.
That was a good pick.
When they lost by
they
what?
They lost
like
by
100?
What, 14 or something? 22?
They lost by 100 to like Washington State.
120. All right, let's get into the hotline. We've got a hotline. It's called the Backdoor Cover Hotline. You can call us at 800-392-6344. Give us your first name in school. Ask us questions. Reese is obviously the biggest star of the hotline thus far. Making a call every week to check in to let us know he's alive.
Can we expect a phone call on Saturday, Reese?
Probably. I'm just getting sad thinking about it, honestly. The worst is that, like my worst fear, because I'm going to the game, is that, like, the camera just comes on me and there's
oh
just tears.
Oh, my God.
There's just tears coming down my face. Like,
just having a good old cry.
I think that's probably my worst nightmare.
If the camera catches it, though, I think we got to make that our Twitter avatar for Backdoor Cover.
There's a good possibility it happens, too.
Your worst nightmare is becoming the Texas crying fan meme. I'll say this. That would make me the happiest man in the world. And we would almost 100%. If that happens, we're making T-shirts with that picture on them, and we'll give you 50-50 split on every shirt we sell.
It's going to say something like, keep Reese alive or something like that. I don't know.
We'll just remake Let It Rip shirts.
It's a suicide prevention shirt
that's
Reese's crying face on it.
It's got the suicide hotline number underneath his mugshot.
So give us a call. The Backdoor Cover Hotline, again, it's 800-392-6344. Every Monday episode, we go through the phone calls from the weekend. It's mostly drunk, depressed people calling after their school has let them down. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it. We can get into the wrap-up. Shouts. Hey, look, who's got shouts?
Hey, look, we make jokes about suicide, but it's a serious matter. Let's address that.
Okay.
And if your team is, you know, if your team is making you suicidal, call somebody.
Call us.
Reese, then, right?
You can slide into my DMs. I'm pretty well acquainted with
your
thoughts.
Give us your Twitter handle.
Reese is offering his assistance, but I don't know if you want to go to Reese in your time of need, because Reese might be right along with
but
you.
But he's experienced.
Might be a suicide pact, actually.
This is how then it ends up.
Is that how they do it?
Now a bunch of people are going to slide into Reese's DMs, and he's going to form this big group where they do a mass suicide.
I think he's going to start a cult. It sounds like you're starting a cult.
I think I'd be a pretty good cult leader.
Yeah. Why does football hate me, cult?
Inspire passion.
Reese, what's your Twitter handle?
Reese with a C, R-E-E-C-E, Silverman.
Silverman.
Yeah. Reese S-I-L-V-E-R-M-A-N.
Slide into those DMs
if you
get depressed.
Underscores or special characters? No.
No. Not that I'm aware of.
Reese is an OG. He doesn't need underscores or special characters.
He got in early on
the Twitter game.
Yeah, good for him.
Anybody got any shout? Reese, obviously, huge thank
Shouts
you
to
you for being
Shouts
here
to
with
Reese.
Us. It means a lot.
Shouts to the New Testament class that Reese is skipping right now.
Yeah.
I cannot believe it ended up being a Bible class.
It's biblical.
And he had someone sign in, so he's like...
Yeah, shout out to Stacy signing me in.
Shouts to Stacy.
You need to do a couple
Just
Hail
breaking
Marys
the commandments.
I gotta, like, with all the stuff I've got going against me when it comes to the checklist of things I've done wrong in my life, this being added to it feels pretty good. Getting Reese to skip his Bible class.
I feel great about it.
You should be pretty good. If it was the Old Testament, you might get like smited or
right,
something.
That could be a big deal.
But the New Testament, you know,
New Testament.
God's pretty chill.
Yeah, he's pretty forgiving chill. In the New Testament. He's an asshole in the Old Testament.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
There's way less like smiting in the New Testament.
Yeah. The birth of his son just chilled him out.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
You respect that.
Shouts to Dan for coming in.
Yes, Dan.
Hot
shouts,
off the streets.
The
straight from South Africa.
It's good to see his face.
Straight from Oklahoma. But really, straight from Florida and straight from Philly.
Yeah, I'm just going to bounce around, I think.
Dan's from everywhere.
I am.
He's a nomad.
Subscribe on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. Leave us a review. We haven't gotten in the top 50 in like 3 weeks because our fans are the laziest fucking people in the world.
And we told you. We warned you. If you didn't leave us a review, they were going to fire me.
Look what happened.
Blood's on your hands, guys.
Yeah.
Shit.
Blood is on your
hands. Dan is now cutting into the taxes you pay. Collecting checks because you fucked up.
I get a nice little pay raise for the next few months.
That's amazing.
He's going to Vegas.
Dan is collecting more money from the government than he was at his job.
Can I do that?
How does that work?
America.
How do I hop on that?
It's a beautiful country.
I have some debts I need to pay.
Go get a job to get laid off.
I have some debts, especially that Stanford game 2 weeks ago.
Some gambling
big debts.
I feel good about this weekend, though, to be honest. I think this is going to be a big weekend for gamblers. I think we're all going to win.
So. I think it's going to be...
Are you going to take Vegas under? Is that what you're
implying? Yeah.
Like I said, it's the most important week of college football in my life.
Ever.
Yeah.
Because you're going whole severance package on the
Dan,
line.
Dan, I assume you're going to do this already, but on Twitter, will you please show us what you're betting on?
The
so
slips.
We can, so
yeah,
we
I'm
going to follow your...
I'm tweeting everything.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So real quick, let's... Dan, give us all your social media. Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, so that... Because I'm assuming you're going to be documenting this on multiple levels.
Yes. Follow me on Twitter at Dan_Regester, R-E-G-E-S-T-E-R. On Instagram, Dan Regester. Facebook, Dan Regester. Venmo, if you want to just hit me up, you want to give me some money, some little extra dough so I can gamble, just Dan Regester on Venmo.
If you want Dan to place a bet for you, Venmo him some money and tell him specifically what bet you want him to put. You'll never see that money again,
no.
Just for the record. But he'll place the bet, and if he wins it, he'll keep the money. But it's, yeah, you know. Whatever. Dylan, what's your social media?
You can follow me on Twitter at dshivery. That's C-H-E-V-E-R-E-R-E. Those are four E's, all non-consecutive.
Shiver.
Check my bio. It's got my other stuff listed there. I wonder how much a plane ticket, if I were to book a plane ticket right now to go to Vegas this weekend, I wonder how much it would be.
Please, God,
this late in the game.
I think it's like 500.
I'm not against it.
No. Dude, you want to hop in the car?
I've got nothing to do.
Plane tickets to Vegas are incredibly cheap.
It's an 18-hour ride.
That's we'll sounds, what? You're driving?
Yeah, we're driving.
You're driving?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
When are you leaving?
Tonight.
Like it?
11.
Okay. Oh, I'm not driving with you.
Hey, that sounds... That sounds safe.
$77 flight?
What?
When does it leave?
Producer Mike is telling us there's $77 flights at 10 p.m. tonight. He's on the wrong date.
No, I looked. I was trying to get like a really cheap flight last second. It's like $500.
If you want a good bet, you should go all in on the Lynx tonight or tomorrow.
The Lynx.
WNBA Finals.
It's L-Y-N-X. Is that how you spell it?
L-Y-N-X. Yeah. Like the Jungle Cat?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From Canada.
So you're all like, in on
Jungle Cat. Wait, so is this the deciding game or is there going to be more WNBA games? Because I would love to bet on WNBA.
I think it's game 3 out of 5.
Micah?
I think it's 1-1.
All right, so I'm definitely putting money on WNBA game some point this weekend.
The Lynx.
It's some exciting stuff.
Hey, follow me on Twitter, at WRBolin. That's also the same thing on Snapchat, Instagram, everything, everywhere else. Follow us on Twitter at Backdoor Cover. And again, that Pick'em page is pinned to the top. Check out our other podcasts in the Grand X Media Network. Email us the videos from your tailgate this weekend to backdoorcoverpodcast@gmail.com. Also, DM us photos from your tailgate at TFM Tailgate on Instagram. And real quick before we go, got some more information for you about mybookie.ag. Again, anything you deposit this weekend using our code BACKDOOR, that's one word, to activate the offer, they will give you a 100% deposit bonus. So any money you put into your account, use the code BACKDOOR, get a 100% deposit bonus, get in there and gamble with me and Dylan and Dan and Reese.
You're really just throwing away money if you don't.
It's
free
money.
Well,
you have a chance to win money.
Well, but
let's be honest.
You are literally leaving free money on the floor if you don't take this 100% deposit
bonus. Because that's right. They will match your deposit.
It's fucking crazy. You'd be a crazy person not to do this. And they've got live betting, so you can bet in the middle of the game. Like I said, that's like my favorite thing to do in the whole world. Unlike other websites you might find, mybookie.ag offers fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. Get in there now. Visit mybookie.ag today or call 844-900-BETS. You play, you win, you get paid. Expert or rookie, you got to check out MyBookie. We need a great soundbite for the end of it. Like, because the xylophone thing really got me pumped on post-production awesomeness.
I'm really into it.
So, like, right before, obviously we have a fire theme song that we bump on the way out of this thing. But we need something, like, right before it. Like an explosion or something.
Micah, can you get on that?
I don't know.
What about a fucking wolf howling?
There you go, Dan.
Remember the Dick Spicks? We used to do the panther growl.
Yeah, that was a fantastic noise.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're out. Reese, Dan, thank you guys.
Shouts.
Everybody else, good luck this weekend.
Let's go Buffs.
Later.
Let's go Buffs.